The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, Robert Kennedy said that gross domestic product measures measure everything except that which makes life worth living. With Cabinet having approved the second report on the creation of a well-being framework for Ireland, should we be measuring our well-being ahead of everything else rather than simply those three letters GDP? Well, I'm joined by Green Party TD representing Waterford and party spokesperson on social protection, Mark O'Cahasig. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what does GDP actually measure? Tell us.
Well, GDP, particularly within the Irish context, it measures in simple terms the final goods and services that are sold for money within the economy. But we know within an Irish context that includes a very heavy proportion of things like multinationals, also things like aircraft licensing, which means that GDP within Ireland is what's referred to as a very frothy figure. It's actually a very bad measure, not just of our society, but even of our economy. And for that reason, here in Ireland, we tend to rely on something called GNI star, which gives a better reflection of what's actually happening with the economy. But in very basic terms, GDP is a measure of the stuff that happens with our economy that's sold for money.
Okay, so irrespective of whether the stuff might be good or bad for our health, whether it might involve, the consumption of loads of plastics, which you would hate, and all the rest of it, that's a measure, allegedly, of our prosperity, and you say that is not appropriate.
Very much so, Pat, and I think a very good example of that is cigarettes. So cigarettes are a good under GDP. They're sold within the economy, they produce taxation revenue and all the rest of it. Even the outworkings of cigarettes, and that could be hospital stays, that could be cancer treatments, all of those are counted towards GDP. So GDP is blind to the fact that these aren't actually good outcomes within our society.
Yeah. Whereas things like you'd think, given your green credentials, you'd say that, the money that is generated by the sale of petrol and diesel and so on, that might be a bad thing. But the problem is, when diesel was strictly the confine of trucks and farmers and all the rest of it, it was a pretty good measure of industrial and commercial activity in the state. Then, of course, it changed when we were persuaded by government all to buy diesel cars, and then it became a bit fogged up as a statistic.
Absolutely. And I saw statistics relating to diesel and petrol just yesterday. I can't remember the source. It did actually show that diesel is tracking along the same levels as we were seeing in 2018, 2019, which shows that the economy has recovered in terms, as you say, it's a better business measure in that your trucks, for example, are running on diesel, whereas sales of petrol have fallen off. I suppose, as you say, from a green point of view, we really need to see both of those measures falling off, because the other thing that GDP doesn't take account of is how sustainable our economy is within planetary boundaries. And we know, for example, we need to decarbonize the economy and decouple in some way the idea of economic growth from carbon emissions.
So if GDP is not the best way to measure how well we're doing, what do we measure?
So this is what was brought to Cabinet last week, as you mentioned, which is a well-being framework, which sets out to measure the economy or measure our society and the progress of our society along 11 dimensions, as they're being called. I don't know if you'd like me to run through the 11 dimensions that are listed, Pat.
Just give us a general sense of what we might measure. Because, like, we've been talking on the programme this morning about childcare costs. And, if you're measuring how affordable childcare is, we don't score well on that. If you're looking at our health waiting lists, we don't score well on that. So they would all presumably give us some number at the end of the day to determine whether we're doing well or otherwise.
They do, Pat. And so, as I said, there's 11 dimensions. And then within each of these dimensions, there's 2 to 4 measurables. So, for example, you mentioned about health. Under mental and physical health, the things that are going to be measured within this are things like healthy life years, people with mild, moderate or moderately severe or severe levels of depression, and self-reported unmet need for medical examination and care, which is that waiting list that you're yeah. that you're talking about. And it goes to that old adage, what's measured is managed. So if within our conception of how our society and our economy is doing, we begin to fold in things like childcare costs, as you mentioned, education outcomes, health outcomes, yeah. that gives us a more rounded picture of the society as a
Okay,
as a policy.
And that is the kind of thing that an outfit called Unferus Ferberher used to kind of do for us years ago, but that was abolished. The CSO gives us bald stats, but anyway, the Unferus Ferberher used to do quite a decent job in guiding us in those directions. So it'll be good. We'll be able to look at this framework and check out on the 11 boxes to be ticked to see how well we do. And we can work on that. But internationally, they'll still be looking at GDP.
And it's funny, Pat, because internationally, we've seen more and more examples of people who are traveling down this route. So the best known example is probably the Living Standards Framework in New Zealand, which matches very closely the type of model that we're looking at here in Ireland. The Germans have one, the Gut Leben dashboard in Germany. Iceland has one that's very closely modeled on the sustainable development goals. And then we have things, organizations like the OECD, who have the Better Life Index, who track dimensions of these kinds. And in fact, the Irish example is very closely modeled on the OECD framework. And they track these dimensions across all of the members within the OECD.
Yeah. And where are we?
Very good international.
Where, how close to the top or bottom are we in the OECD?
There's variations because within each of the dimensions, you get a score. So one of the places, for example, that we do very well is education, tracked on an international basis. We know that from things like the PISA reading scores or math scores of 15-year-olds that we do well in that regard. I'm a former primary school teacher myself, and I know that there'd be issues around pupil-teacher ratio and staffing and the provision of SEN at the moment, for example. But in general, tracked across OECD countries, we do reasonably well in that.
Okay.
Where we do badly is things like community engagement and participation in our democracy structures, which I think speaks to the debasing of local democracy structures since, I suppose, 1977.
All right, Mark, thank you very much for joining us. Mark O'Cahasig, Green Party TD, representing Waterford and the Green Party spokesperson on social protection.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.